Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah akhmaduhu wasta'inuhu wasta'dihi wasta'filahu. Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna Muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala kareel muslim Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. We praise him. We seek his assistance. I seek his guidance. I seek his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed to us, revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as well as I advise myself to first have regard, taqwa, reverence for Allah, consciousness for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, I again greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who have believed. Isbiru. Persevere. Wasabiru. Excuse me. Wasabiru. And endure. Wahru warah bitu and endured. Wattaqwallaha and reverence Allah. Wattaqwallaha la'allakum taflihun and reverence Allah that you may be successful. That is the 200th ayat of the third surah of Al-Quran. And we first start with, I seek refuge with Allah against the shaitan, the rejected. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, is strengthen each other. Strengthen each other. In reported hadiths, first one narrated by Abu Musa, radiallahu anhu, is reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has said that a faithful believer to a faithful believer is like bricks of a wall, each enforcing each other. And while saying that, it's reported that the Prophet clasped his hands together like and interlacing his fingers. In the next reported hadith, on the authority of Abu Hamza Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, is reported that the Prophet has said that none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. So again, as I come to a khutbah, and I'm drawn to how Allah addresses not just any believer, but the believer who has already become in that state of belief, that's a past tense. When we deal with Aminu, it's a past tense. And we should understand that this belief is established. In the translation that I use, it said, oh, you who have believed. And I'll get to that. This belief is established. You know, it's one way of putting it. When we look at it, we know that our faith is ongoing and we're tested regularly. But it's with those tests that it becomes more entrenched. It becomes more grounded. And if it takes a test to get faith, then where was our faith from the start? This is the type of faith that Aminu is. And in the translation that I used again it says believed. So believed, when you believe something, you accept it. And believed is the past tense, and I'm not trying to necessarily give an English lesson or necessarily an Arabic lesson, but it's important for the rest of the ayat to be understood. And this is the ayat that we were led to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. And because after the aminu, after he says aminu, we are commanded. We are commanded by Allah. He says, isbiru, be steadfast, endure. And in today's translation that I use, it says persevere. This means that Allah is telling us that once you have established this belief, once you have established this belief, the established, the correct aminu, become firm and unwavering. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago how we don't give no quarter in this. Being steadfast is just that. It is that loyal, faithful, committed quality that you have. Being steadfast is just like being aminu. It's like another step. The first step was aminu. You have to get to that step. That's the ground level is declaration, acceptance. That first step is aminu. The second step is isbiru. So then we go to the third step, and that's wasabiru. Isbiru and wasabiru are from the same word, sabara, and we commonly know this word as sabr. So wasabiru in the ayat means to be patient, endure. Both of these words in the grammar are commands from Allah. And this is very important because aminu is not a command in the same sense. It's a command, it's a maudin, but it's in the past tense. So remember, we are free to make our own decisions. So our aminu is our own decision. Where we get, how much faith we have is our own decision. But if we are to become someone who is, who has, and who always will be a believer, then we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, to be steadfast, to be patient, to endure. Wasabiru. Wasabiru is in form three, and it's a reciprocal. So this means it is given, and is felt, and is done in return. So it's sort of like, you know, a cycle. But it also means that it's binding on two parties equally, when you understand reciprocal. When we have got to the state in our own selves that we are comfortable enough to understand that our beliefs in Allah will bring something in return back. When we got to that step that we understand that our patience in Allah will return something back as well. This is, in my opinion, why this is reciprocal. Allah would not just take from us and not return something back. It is our faith and belief that He gives us something for. And oh, don't forget that, you know, our deeds count as well. History has shown us that believers have always had to endure something, so this is nothing new. We end up facing many trials, but what is supposed to get us through those trials is that well-grounded, established belief and faith that grows into the aminu. So, this wasabiru is also given to us as we should be in competition to outdo others, you know, outdo each other in patience. It's like a competition. Outdo each other in endurance. Not that we should seek unpleasant situations. We shouldn't seek things that are going to be, you know, so bad that we can say, well, see how we handle it, you know, to show how tough we are. But we should learn how to handle them. And I've often heard that the older you get, the more you can handle things. You can learn how to handle things the more you get. And I don't really know if that's true. But I do know that experience is key in a lot of situations and a lot of things you deal with. But I don't necessarily know if that's due to age. It just might be if you're dealing with something, it doesn't matter. If you deal with it over and over and over again, it doesn't matter the age. You're just dealing with something. So this endurance. Endurance means the fact or the power of enduring an unpleasant or a difficult process or a situation without giving way to it. It also means the capacity of something to last or to withstand something without wear and tear. Now, life can truly be wearing and tearing. We all know that. And I can give you a list of things that have truly worn and torn us a lot. And we probably have some things today that have put a little tear and a little rip in us today. But Allah has commanded us not to give way to any of it. Sometimes I think, you know, what could be next? Because you know it's something coming. You know it's something coming. That's what they say. That's life. But the sabr, this patience, this being patient, has a meaning of adhere to reason. And we know, you know, and before I say that, and when we understand, when we adhere to reason, then we understand that it's a part of life. That's what that's saying. And we know that we use that adhere in our mission. We put that in our mission statement and in our marketing that we have. Adhere means to stick fast, believe in and follow the practices of something. Being the type of patient we need to be in, you know, in a situation we've come into and will come into, means we need to stick to what we have. Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, the Uswa, Al-Islam as a whole. I open up every week because Allah has said, I have given you your way of life. He didn't say, I've given you something to come to Friday with. He didn't say, I've given you something that, you know, if something gets bad, come to this. He said, I've given you your way of life. Adhering to the practices of that, representing that fully and in detail, is following the command of Allah. Now remember, this ayah today addresses those who have established that belief. Now it does not exclude anybody. It's just saying that to get to this level, right? You know, there's levels to this, as they say, you know. And I know I get some comments about always being, you know, with these sayings. But there's levels to this. We know that. Nobody has the same faith. Nobody has the same understanding. That shouldn't be any issue with us. Allah designed it like that. It's for a reason. That's for a reason. He said, if I wanted everybody to be the same, I would have made you the same. Then Allah says in today's ayat, walrabitu, and be constant or be ready. So this word comes from the rabata, and when it's translated to be ready or posted or stationed. So again, this is in form three, and it was revealed. This was revealed when the Muslims would go pray and they all would come to Salat. And they would leave themselves open for attack. Now, when you listen to the beginning of the ayat, he's saying, you know, be patient, be enduring. You know what they were under. They're under everything we're under. But he's saying that, hey, don't all come to prayer and leave yourselves open to attack. When we have someone physically out there in the foyer, and then we come to pray and we lock the door during the Salat, that's the way of protecting ourselves. Being ready, being stationed, keeping our positions. But this also means much more than that. And this is really what happened to be the real focus of the day, because it was this ayat in a Ramadan session that I was reading, and somebody asked Imam Muhammad a question, radiallahu anhu, Imam Muhammad. And when he responded to it, he responded with this ayat. And he addressed, the question was, he addressed imams working together. And he said that local imams should be obligated to work together. And he used this ayat. So when he translated it, he translated the word as strengthened. He didn't use the stay stationed and everything, because I'll get to that. So he said that local imams are obligated to work together. So first, this means that we as imams in this building, we should be working together. Be it helping with kutbahs or anything else. Just like in the city. Just like in the state. How we do in the state. We are obligated to work together. And as I close this first part of today's kutbah, this word, as again, has a meaning of strengthen. Inside of this word. And strengthen means to make or become stronger. And when I came into community, you know, I was just like any other, you know, the word, I guess they call it a neophyte. I was hyped. You know, just like many of us when we first came into the community, especially those that was in the nation. You know, I was at everything, you know. But I have to say this. As excited as I was then, I'm even more excited now. I'm even more excited now for what I understand now and what I can see now. But when I first got involved, I would be at everything. And I would notice that some people would come to this or come to that, but not really be at everything. And it was a few brothers that explained to me that I would learn that there were some people that were a little stronger than others. When someone did something that was maybe a little bit un-Islamic, they would say, well, you know, I remember a brother even told me, he's like, well, you know, pray for your brother, I'm a little weak. So when I read, you know, when I was reading the Lamadan sessions and I looked into this and I read this before, and I knew the imam had said that before about us working together. But as I looked into this ayat, and when Allah is saying again to be this amanu, and this is another command, and I looked at this word strengthen, and I understood this. I understood the importance of it. When Allah is saying to us, again, to this amanu, that's a command. Amanu is a command. Let's understand that amanu is a command. And again, he's telling us another step. So this word means to connect. This word means to connect. It means to attach. And I thought about us as a community here in Masjid al-Mukminun. And we are to connect. We are to attach to each other. And more about that in the second part. God, you Lord, in our heart, you did that was God as a grand mercy of Father, granted by you without measure. I mean. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Let me go back to that first hadith. One of the first hadiths that I use in the opening, reported hadiths. The Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. So if we believe this is true, if we believe, I mean, we understand that we weren't there, we can't say, we have to go on. Does it fit into the criteria, something that we can believe? Then we must be willing to attach and connect to each other. Now, I use examples of being weak, right? This doesn't just mean in certain areas of conduct. Being weak can be in any areas of concern for the community as a whole, right? We can need business interests. We're supposed to get together, connect with each other, and strengthen each other in that area. It can be anything, whatever is needed, you know, we're supposed to do that too. Whatever is needed for your brother, and I use brother, but whatever is needed for a brother or a sister, we're supposed to see that. We're supposed to get together, connect, and try to strengthen each other in that. This word is really something that is to connect us. I said it has a meaning of connect and attach. It has a meaning of bind or tie up. And based on what Allah is telling us in the Quran, and based on how the Imam Radiallahu Anhu is using this ayat in his explanation, I'm willing to say that this is for us to realize that we are to be connected. We are bound to be together because we are a community. Regardless of our backgrounds, regardless of anything else, we are a community. We are not to be here like we are the Lone Rangers. And not the ones with Tontos, because I'm talking about the soloists. I'm talking about soloists, where, you know, where I do my thing and you do yours. If I get there, great. If you get there, great. But we're going to do it on our own. That's not the idea. The reality of our situation based on the scale. And I said this in the meeting the other day. The based on our scale is we're not some big city. A lot of us have big city backgrounds. We know big cities. But we don't have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in this area to draw from. It's only going to be a few of us. It is only going to be a few of us that will be here. It is only going to be a few of us that are going to do the work. It will only be a few of us that it will take. And I can say that because Allah says in the Quran, it has often happened that a small group, by the grace of Allah, has vanquished a mighty army. Allah is with those who endure with patience. Allah is with those who endure with patience. So there goes those words again. Endure and patience. How important are they in victory? Allah is telling us that there is no victory in nothing. There's no victory, nothing we can do without being having patience and enduring. So we can, if we can understand that, then we can look at it as we are obligated to strengthen each other. For us to become better at being patient and enduring what we go through, it will take us gaining strength from each other. You know, anytime there's a tragedy, you know, a lot of people, you know, realize that they were able to deal with the tragedy because it was somebody else that was giving them strength. They were able to deal with the tragedy because they didn't realize they had the strength because it was other people that was helping them get over it. That's no coincidence. In the second hadith that I used today, this in the beginning, where the prophet is reported to have said, a faithful believer to a faithful believer is like the bricks of a wall enforcing each other. Now, While saying that, he claps his hands. So you can see that, right? You can see that. That you know, you can understand that. And before I go into that, let me say another report of hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's reported by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. The similitude of mine and the messengers before me is that of a person who built a house, and he built it complete, but for one brick missing. People would go around it and they would say, but for this brick, it would be perfect. And then Muhammad, the prophet, the final prophet, he said, and I am that brick. Now, I think here is a connection. For us, in both of these reported hadiths of Muhammad, for the house to be firm, you know, to be firm, it needed the last brick, right? You know, because over time, the house would not be able to stand. If you got some, you know, bricks missing in the house, it's not going to be able to be firm. You ain't going to be able to sell the house. You ain't going to be able to sell the house, first of all. It ain't on cold. You know, the elements are going to tear the house down. Creatures are going to get into the house. You know, erosion. The house is not going to last as long unless the last brick was there. So how important was that last brick? Also, if every other prophet, alayhi salam to all the other prophets, if every other prophet before was a brick as well, it gives us the understanding that each one played the same role. Each one had to strengthen the other one. It supported the other bricks. The prophet is also telling us that each one of us is just like that to each other. We enforce each other. This means we cause something to happen with each other. What is it we are to cause? supporting each other for one. Ever heard the saying that we have to close the ranks sometimes? This is done normally when you're under attack. And I don't know, you know, really when we have never been under attack. So, you know, but I'm not even going to go there. This is done, you know, the purpose of it is to maintain, you know, to be in unity, solidarity and unity. Close the ranks, you know, you protect yourself. So there's unity. So when Allah is telling us, warabitu, right, he's also telling us to be united. That's the meaning of, that's another meaning in the word. He's telling us to be united. So how important is it us for us to realize that, yes, this al-Islam is for us personally. It's for us personally, because if we do not grow, if we do not make steps in the right direction, we do not help overall the community, which is the bigger goal. And I've always felt that al-Islam is individual development for a community existence. This is what I've always felt. We don't have hermits here. There's no living in isolation. You don't get to remove yourself from society and think, oh, I can go off the grid and get where Allah wants me, will lead me and get to where Allah wants me to go. You must resist those urges in us sometimes to be selfish. That's the shaitan nature, to fall to our own desires, ambitions, you know, those weaknesses, you know, to be impulsive like that. This is where the patience is. This is where having that foundation of belief comes, you know, to ground us, not like birds that can't fly, but like that solid foundation of a house. Just like that last brick of the house. We will never know if our contribution is going to perfect that house, just like Muhammad perfected the house of the Prophet. We cannot think we are alone in this. It doesn't work like that. We have to come together. We have to unite. We have to strengthen each other, because if I get stronger and you don't, then I'm not living the uswa of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't leave nobody behind. He instructed me to want for my brother that what I want for myself. If the community is needing something, we have to look at how can we reinforce it. Not walk away and wait for it to fall apart. Bottom line is, ask ourselves, because I always ask myself every day, am I doing enough? What else can I do? Not just personally or administratively, you know, but for each of us. How can I strengthen each one of us? Some more than others. We need everyone thinking and asking themselves the same thing. You know, like the UPS commercial, what can Brown do for you? You got to say, what can I do for the masjid? What can I do for the community? It may seem like, okay, you know, I know some, it's probably on some minds, oh, there he goes with another, oh, we more, do more work for the community, mad kutbah. Yep. State of the community kutbah. Yep. Sure is. Sure is. That's true. But is Allah saying it? For Aminu, there must be endurance. For Aminu, there must be patience. For Aminu, there must be a willingness to unite and pick each other up. And I've used this fable about the bundle of sticks where the father had some sons and always argue, could never get along. And so he just couldn't figure it out. So he told him one day, he said, go get me a bundle of sticks. And so when he brought them back, he took the bundle and he gave the bundle to each son. And he said, okay, now try to break the bundle up. And the bundle, each one tried to break the bundle, it wouldn't break. So then he took the sticks and he gave each one a stick. And he said, now try to break it. And each one said, snap, snap, snap. They was breaking the sticks individually. He said, my sons, if you are one mind and you unite to assist each other, you will be as the bundle, unbreakable. But if you are divided, you will be easily broken as those sticks. See, the moral of the story is unity gives us strength. So for those who don't, you know, don't want to hear what the Quran has to say, maybe the fable could give you that. I use the Quran, I've used reported hadiths of Muhammad, I've used the fables to show that unity brings us together. Unity strengthens us. It makes us stronger. Words cannot express the really type of struggles we go through individually or together as a community. But I know from what Allah is telling us that we must be able to endure them. We must be able to understand that what might be not be a big deal to me may be a big deal to somebody else. And we need to be able to brace them and help them. Pick them up. Give them strength. And I'm not just saying it. Allah is saying it. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying it. Our Imam, radiallahu anhu, he has said it. This is twofold, right? For us to live up to the bar that's set, right? We want our personal life to rise up. Well, I mean, why do we, you know, want this? We want success out of this. So we've set a bar. And in turn, we want to help the community rise up to a higher standard. And I believe this is why when this verse came, it was addressing while, you know, being in Salat. We need to be ready at all times. Regardless of what we have going on, we have to have our brothers back. This is really telling us to have each other's back. Don't let nothing happen to your brother while he's trying to do right. Your brother's making salat. Don't let nothing happen to your brother while he's trying to do right. Or your sister. Especially your sister. And we know it is reported that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you see your brother doing wrong, stop him. So this means if we see them doing wrong, stop them. Right or wrong, we ought to help each other, period. There's no in between. He said, if you see him right, protect him, strengthen him. If you see him doing wrong, stop him, protect him, strengthen him. Where's the gray area? There is none. There's no fence you can straddle. Allah has commanded us. He didn't say go and point out our weaknesses and amongst each other, expose each other. The Prophet said that a Muslim should be protected from a tongue of a Muslim. Muslims shouldn't say nothing bad about another Muslim, right? Find faults in each other. He said unite, help each other, connect with each other. This community has so much that needs to be done. One person is not going to do it. Five people are not going to do it. What is going to do it is sincere believers wanting to strengthen each other, picking each other up, picking up the slack where they see it, getting things done because they want to reinforce the structure. Reinforce that house. Help by having the back of each other, of the other believers, and get it done, because we need to understand that we go through stuff. All of us go through stuff. Nothing is less for anyone else. Sometimes it can be really more and we not even know it. And as I bring close to this khutbah, remember this word, wa-ra-ra-ra-bi-tu, right? It was in form 3, it's reciprocal as well. So when you got your brother's back, he will have your back covered too. Right? And they say the best form of warfare is when you stand facing your enemy and your partner stands with his back to your back facing the other enemy, right? There will be something in return. And we know Shaitan will never allow our lives to be in peace if we're not united. And even then, we must still be ready to combat that nature. Doing this brings me to the end of the ayah. And it brings up taqwa. Having taqwa and being successful is how the ayah closes. It says, reverence Allah that you may be successful. It leads to success. And taqwa is another command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me read a quote from Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu. He said, so Allah has given us the rope of taqwa, the rope of faith, aminu, the rope of taqwa, the rope of faith to hold us together. Faith in the Quran and faith in Muhammad to hold us together. It will be this avenue combined with the patience, with the sabr, and taqwa that will hold us together. It will take being patient, us enduring what we go through together, leaning on each other, doing everything I've discussed today with Allah on our minds, Allah in our hearts, in our actions. This is taqwa. The reason why this is so important for the success is it keeps our minds right, keeps our actions pure. We do everything for Allah. Love for Allah's sake. That's what he asked. He said, love for Allah's sake. Help for Allah's sake. Because the goal is to strengthen each other. Now, inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise due to Allah. If there's any errors, of course, I am responsible for. Before I do the dua, I'll read the announcement.